We're going to talk about slapping kids. Would you, as a parent, ever slap your child? Because according to a new study and new research, slapping children is linked to poor outcomes for them in later life, including suicide attempts, heavy drinking and drug use. Now, I personally don't buy into this, right? I'm not suggesting you should slap your children. It is illegal, by the way. I want to make that abundantly clear before we go any further today, right? But linking the two together, I think, is a little naive. I understand that these people are experts and professors. I mean, this is a writing by the Irish Medical Journal. Professor Alf Nicholson from Temple Street Hospital said parents are still physically punishing their children despite the introduction of the ban in 2015. He said that slapping children can cause negative outcomes even if the child is under 18 months. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and think, say that I believe it's not as simple as the way he's explaining it. And I'm sure if we had him on the air to talk about it, he'd probably go into it in more detail. So I'm not trying to discredit the man. But I believe the reason we've come up with this theory in relation to bad outcomes and suicide attempts is because the type of people that probably slap their children, the type of environment they live in, is probably, not in all cases, a less educated one. That you will find that slapping of children, or that kind of, you know, slapping them across the arse, the legs, the head, whatever it happens to be, you know, be it in public in Tesco's or Dunn's, or where they do something wrong, or at home, or whatever, it tends to be from parents who are incapable of using other forms of discipline. Now, I'm not, for example, my parents slapped me. My father was quite well educated, but it was a different time. I'm talking about now. And I think the parents that do it now, knowing what we know now and the laws that we have in now, and don't find any other way to discipline their children. And I'm not talking about a parent, you know, who once or twice in their whole life with their child has slapped them across the arse. Because there are times in your life when you just lose it. And we understand that as parents, we'll admit that. You know, they're just, the kid is cheeky to you, or they say something to you. They tell you to piss off or something like that. Or they say no when you ask them to do something, you know, at 12 years of age. And the first reaction sometimes is like, that's not something you should do, but you've lost control as a parent. You know, a lot of us have done that, you know, and we regret it. It's something we tend to regret. We tend to feel so guilty about afterwards. But there are parents out there who consistently and habitually slap their children all the time. Now, I'm not talking about child abuse where they're beating them. I'm talking about disciplining them with a slap. And I think that is probably what he's referring to, rather than the parent who does it the odd time every now and again, because I don't believe that's linked to bad outcomes, because I didn't have a bad outcome. Helena didn't have a bad outcome. Tara didn't have a bad outcome. And we were all slapped as children. Most of us didn't have bad outcomes. So I don't understand how they link the two together. I think there's a correlation between it, but I don't think there's a direct connection to it. Now, psychotherapist Joan Fortune agreed, and she said it's timely that we have to reignite this discussion and look at positive alternatives for more creative and helpful forms of discipline for children. Because for me, discipline should always aim to teach the behaviour you want to see in your child, rather than punish behaviour you don't want to see. And it's great for psychologists to say these things. It's really easy to say, you know, for child psychologists to say, well, now sit him down, and when he does something wrong, talk to him, to explain to him or her what they've done is wrong, and see what sort of reaction you get. It's all well and good for them to sit in a sofa in a nice office when you pay them 300 quid to say that to you. But in real life, that's not the way it works out. That's not really the way it happens, you know, because sometimes there's anger between the parent and the child because the child has done something really bad, or indeed they've been cheeky to you, or whatever it happens to be. But I want to know today what you think parents, or what you think of parents who still discipline their children by way of slapping them. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about abusing or beating your children. Obviously, that's wrong. We're talking about what used to be in legislation in this country up to 3 years ago, which was called reasonable chastisement. That's the way the law was. The reason they took it out of the law wasn't because it probably was so bad, because it was difficult for judges to define. And that's why they took it out of the law, and that's why it became illegal. Because it's very difficult to define the word reasonable chastisement. What's reasonable? You know, for a lot of parents, reasonable is a slap on the bottom, a slap on the hand, a slap on the back of the leg. Unreasonable is a slap across the face. But then some parents were saying, well, I thought that was reasonable in the circumstances. So it was difficult to define the word reasonable, so they took it out of law. So I'm talking about parents who still choose to slap their children across the back of the legs, the backside, or whatever it is for misbehaving. Is there something wrong with that inherently? Or are you a parent who believes, well, you know, give them a good slap, they're not going to do it again? And that's what Richard said to us last night when we were talking in the air. We happened to mention it in the air last night. And Richard, who was a man who was in the army, it was a very regimental man. His father before him was in the army. And he said he gave his 10-year-old a good crack across the leg. And he said he won't do it again. And he didn't do it again. And there is that argument. I'm not saying it's a good argument, but there is that argument. So do you think there's anything wrong with a parent who chooses to discipline their child by slapping them? Now, I know those who are inherently Christian and Bible believers believe it's okay, because in the Bible it says it's okay. And we'll be talking to Bible-believing Christians who literally put their children over their knee, use a paddle and slap them on the bottom. Let me know what you think. Do you think there is anything wrong with a parent choosing to discipline their child by slapping them? Pointing out again, by the way, that it is illegal, but nobody, as far as I know, nobody has been charged with it since we brought in the legislation in 2015. Okay, the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text, free of charge, by the way. You can WhatsApp or text us. Do you think slapping a child, now again, I'm not talking about beating, you know, on the back of the leg or the bottom or whatever it happens to be, when they do something wrong, is there anything wrong with that? Let me know what you think. And it's 087-188-0008. Jude, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jude?
Not too bad at all, no.
Jude, now I know psychologists are linking it to a bad outcome in life, suicide attempts and also drug use. I don't necessarily buy into that. I think there's more to that than just slapping a child across the bottom every now and again. So
no, there would be other factors involved
absolutely.
In that child's upbringing. I got that.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why this law was brought in to make it illegal is there was too many animals out there posing as parents. And that's why it was brought in. Because if you want to tell your child to be good, obey the law, is it okay to break one law to instill the rest of the laws into your child? I think only an animal beats a child. Well, I was never beaten, and I turned out okay. Because not the way people say, you just said, oh, I was beaten and they never hit me, or I was slapped and they never hurt me.
I was never beaten. I was slapped.
No, but I was never slapped.
My mother would use a bamboo cane or her slipper or whatever. I mean, my mother probably did it more than my father, actually, to be honest with you. And by the way, that's something to point out that's very important here today, that the majority of physical discipline of children, the vast majority, is carried out by women. And yet we don't seem to discuss that the way we discuss, I suppose, child sexual abuse by men, which are both are wrong, by the way. But
of course, totally. Yeah. Just like most, infanticide is carried out by women and not men.
Yeah, but yet we don't demonise women for that. Women are the physical abusers of children, more so than men.
Yes, and look, you have an advantage over me in one case, and I don't mean this harm you, but you've an advantage, you've got me at an advantage because you know what it's like to be slapped. I don't know what it's like to be slapped. My son doesn't know what it's like to be slapped. So you have at me an advantage because you can tell me how it feels to be slapped. You have that memory.
Here was my thinking on it, right? And, you know, again, I'm not condoning the behaviour, but when I was young, and, you know, my mother would slap me if I did something wrong or I was cheeky, and she'd slap me across the arse, or she'd take her slipper off and give me a whack across the legs with it, right? You didn't do it again. And I think it wasn't that I was afraid of my mother. I certainly wasn't. I loved her to bits, right? And she loved me to bits, and she would have done anything for me, right? But in saying that, I think you had a healthy fear of authority. I see a lack of that in society nowadays.
Well, I don't think you should fear parents. But remember you were talking about there about the judges find it hard to deem or, say, legislate for reasonable chastisement?
Yeah, well, yeah? To define the word reasonable, yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you lose control, it's like the most, if you're a rational, logical, normal person, to act of violence or to strike someone is unreasonable, and especially towards a child. So it is unreasonable. You're losing control when you slap a child. So you're losing reason.
Yeah, but we are human beings.
That's unreasonable chastisement because you're actually losing reason because you're losing control. And adults, logically, should be in control of their own things.
That's a perfect world, Jude.
Are you telling me,
your young fella's 15 and nearly 16, right?
Yeah.
Are you telling me in all his life that at no point ever, you know, did you have I never say you did hit him, but you wanted to slap him across the head for being cheeky or doing something wrong?
He pushed my buttons.
Yeah.
There's times I just walk out. But no, I would never even think of hitting him. I just didn't want to show him my son was no angel. He pressed buttons you wouldn't even imagine. He pressed buttons I didn't even think I had. He pushed me sometimes.
Every child does.
Yeah, they do. Like all children.
Well, that's what they do. Well, children will. I mean, that's the whole idea of life. So we push to the boundaries and see how far we're allowed to go until we're stopped. That's what we do as children.
But I always, in back of my mind, psychologically, the way I am, because I love I always remember he's a child, and I never lowered myself to a base animal instinct of inflicting harm or hurting a person that I love more than anything in life, even more than my wife. I would never lower myself. I was older. I will never hit or hurt him.
And, that's fine. And that's fine. And that's your choice. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah. You know, you sound like you're a good parent. That's your choice.
No, I'm not a good parent. I try to be the best parent I can, but no one's a perfect parent.
No one's a perfect parent, right. But when you say, walk around town, or you go into Dunn's or Tesco's or whatever, you see some young fella kid, you know, and they're screaming, that they want, I want sweets. And the mammy picks them up by the arm. You know, they kind of swing them like a little monkey by the arm, and they slap them across the arse. What thought is going through your head? Are they a bad parent, or are they just somebody momentarily who's lost control?
I'd be thinking that isn't the first time that child's been going through that treatment. They've obviously done it before. But to hit a child, I think it's unreasonable. Because that's why, if it was so right, now I'm just talking about if it's so right, why is it not, why was it made illegal? Or if it was so right,
I think the clear reason why it was made illegal was we couldn't define it.
No, but if something is so right, why would you feel guilty? Tell me, if you did something and there was nothing wrong with it, why would you feel guilty?
I know as a parent what it's like to have that guilt, because I remember my daughter about 5 years ago, I can't even remember what she said, but she was really cheeky to me, right? She said something really nasty or cheeky to me, right? And I shouted at her. Now, I mean, I raised my voice really loud and shouted at her. And I know, personally, I lost control because I shouted at her.
You were unreasonable.
I was. My reaction was unreasonable. I should have been a little bit more reasonable about my... But whatever she said to me... She
was right.
But I went downstairs... No, I didn't hear her, by the way. But I went downstairs and I was so upset. And I felt so bad. I felt so guilty about the way I spoke to her, because I know I frightened the life out of her, right? Because I shouted at her. So I went back upstairs and I gave her a big hug and we had a big cry together, and I felt so bad. But then I went back downstairs again and went, now she thinks I wasn't serious.
You know? It upset me like you. I would probably feel upset. Like, I don't give a damn what other people do with their children, because I don't have an emotional attachment, but I think it's wrong to hit a child. But I would feel so upset in myself if I ever inflicted that. Like, I want my son, just like me, to have a memory of me never hitting him, like I have the memory of my father never hitting me, and I would feel very, very upset. In fact, it's I think it's probably the only thing that would probably really upset me, apart from getting the family, if I did strike him or hit him.
Okay, you feel you've lost control, but do me a favour, Jude, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Cindy as well. Cindy, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Cindy? Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Niall.
How you doing? Go ahead, Cindy.
I'm just, I remember childhood memories from my memory. It wasn't a slap
in the slipper. Sorry, your line is breaking up a little bit, Cindy. It wasn't a what, sorry?
It wasn't a slap of a slipper, but it was a buckle on a belt.
Oh, no.
We were kids, so it was very horrific.
And was that your dad or your mum? I'm assuming your dad, it was a belt.
Yeah, he was very strict, and it'd be for little or nothing. Like.
So what, he'd come in and off, so the belt would come off and you knew you had it?
Oh, yeah.
Up the stairs?
Well, we hadn't got started.
Right.
And he just, now, it wouldn't be, I have two elder siblings and four. But two elder ones, but we'd be all left sitting there looking at them getting it done.
And how did you feel when you saw your siblings getting it then?
Yeah, we had to look, and every time they'd say no, and he didn't hear, it'd be a wallop of the belt.
And where would he hit them with the belt? Across the arse?
Across the thighs.
Across the thighs, right.
He just kept whacking on the tires.
Jesus Christ.
But talk about that. That's
to the extremes, Cindy, as well.
All our life. Yeah. All our life. And to be honest with you, he's the most... I love him to bits, and he's the most gentlest person now. He's like gentle, you know? But it's still in our memories what happened.
But he probably regrets that too now.
We've just never brought her up. Well, yeah. We've had a few of us had mental problems, and the principal went back in his era,
about the way you were punished. Your mum at the time, what was her reaction to that? Did she ask?
She wouldn't have a say, because he'd probably...
All right, okay. So basically he was the man of the house, and that was it.
Yeah.
So he made the final decisions.
But saying that, I was in America about 4 weeks ago, and... this man and woman was walking up with a child. She was about three, and she was crying. And the man was a big, big, about 6'2", big, big built man. And he got his fist, and he punched it into the little one's shoulder blades.
Right.
Oh, it was fearful, I have to say.
And how old was the little one? How old was the little one, did you say?
The little one was about three.
Jeepers.
A tiny little thing. And the girl and the Marcus doll ran after him. And what she didn't say, but running. But my God, he punched that little one to the back. So, you know, a buggy.
Yeah. So it does have a profound effect on people when it's to the extreme. And Cindy, you, certainly what happened to you as a child seems to be to the extreme.
Oh, do you know what? If I see something, I don't care. I've seen someone in the airport 3 years ago slapping a child unnecessarily. The child is crying, you're going to slap it, it's going to cry worse. You're slapping it for crying, and then you're going to slap it again. You know what I mean?
You're slapping the child again for crying because you've slapped it in the first place.
So we went over. I said, oh, gee. And now I got all tense. And I went over, oh, Jesus, don't be hitting her like that. You know, I just laughed. And the man told me to mind my own business. And my husband goes, no, she won't mind her own business. That's everyone's business if you're hitting a child like that. That's everybody's business. And if a child's being slapped not unnecessary, but over the top.
Mm-hmm. Have you got children yourself now, Cindy?
I've three, but they're 43, 42 and 28.
And did you ever slap your children?
Never, never. I always, myself and my husband, my husband was abused as well by his father.
There's a lady.
Mm-hmm. So you think you learned a lot?
We had alternative methods, take the PlayStation away, or they're in bed, take the television out of the room, they'll be put in the room,
mm-hmm,
to learn a lesson that way, and that we found that was better, and are absolutely independent people, very proud. One, they're all walking, they've all families, and they're beautiful people, they're beautiful to their kids. So we kind of broke the circle with the abuse.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah,
and that's the way we feel. But to slap a child, now, I don't think a child slapped. There is alternative punishments.
Loads of them.
Yeah, there is loads of them, you're right.
Yeah, and I think they should be taken on board instead of, why hit somebody? You know, my heart goes out to anyone that gets slapped.
Because you're right. When you think about it logically, I suppose, if you're habitually slapping a child, I don't mean sort of once in a lifetime if you lose the rag, right? But if you're habitually slapping a child as a form of punishment, it goes to say that as you get older and get married or whatever, you're probably going to slap your wife. Or the wife
it's okay to do it.
Or the wife is probably going to slap the husband because they think it's acceptable to slap somebody who misbehaves.
Yeah, there's not one excuse for anyone to put a hand on a man or a woman. There's no excuse. I don't believe there's any excuse. I believe there's an alternative to everything.
I completely agree with you. There are times in a lot of our lives, and a lot of people listening now, where we've lost control. We've lost the head. And
I have to say,
we shouldn't. And we know that.
I've never done it.
No, the only reason I'm saying it is because there are people listening who may have done it once. And I don't want to make them feel bad that they've done it once.
No, I'm not saying
you know what I mean?
Feel bad.
Well, I know, but Jude, people have done it.
I think what you're going to do to another person.
No, I'm talking about children specifically.
Or another child. You're slapping
and your own child, especially. They should feel bad.
So you think every parent out there, every parent out there who has slapped their child at some point, be it across the back of the legs or the bottom, Jude, you believe they should feel guilty or bad?
Yeah.
Have a good long think. Sit down and have a good long think. Everything that lady says, she...
I can only imagine what she went through.
If I believe in God, or she should be sainted, that lady has it down to a T. Everything she said would mirror what I think. And she is so right, that lady.
And thank you very much, because it's just me belief that the whole side of the world, or fucking peace, or a child, or an adult.
And I can't believe that your dad did that too. Like, you're a lady and you said you had sisters. I'm not being sexist. But there's a little girl across, with a buckle across the backside.
Tyus,
oh, God, even that. That doesn't even sit well with me. I know you've said it, but it just doesn't sit well at all.
And how old, Cindy, were you when he did that?
50 years ago,
like. Yeah, it's 50 years ago. But how old would you have been?
I'm 52.
Right, so how old were you at the time when he would have slapped you with a belt?
I've been about 7.
Because
I remember it vividly.
And can you remember anything you did wrong at some point? I'm not to ever justify it, by the way, but I'm just trying to, think of how...
Yeah. Because we were... So we never done that.
What can a 7-year-old do wrong?
I know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out what a 7-year-old could do that would deserve that.
The night that happened, my sister was 11. And she had a friend in the house. And something went missing. And of course, my dad blamed his aunt. And after all the hullabaloo about her, the thing was found.
So it wasn't missing at all?
No.
But yous were still beaten?
Yeah.
I don't know your dad, but sounds like a lovely man.
Oh, he's a gentleman, and I swear to God...
But he wasn't used, though, as a child.
But as a child he wasn't. He was very strict. He was very hard. And he
My
just...
parents should be strict.
But Jude, I mean, by Cindy's own... admission, he's a changed man, and you know he's a much quieter man now. And it's easy for me to turn around, say something like that was the times it was 50 years ago, Jude.
Yes, they were loud.
I'll give you an example of what I'm trying to say.
My dad didn't.
But hang on, guys. I'll give you an example. I recently spoke on the phone to my primary school teacher, right? Who's still alive, but very old. And I spoke to him recently, and I wanted him to come on one of the shows and talk to us about the way the teachers used to treat children at the time. Now, we got boxed around the place by him. And I spoke to him, and I said to him, do you regret what you did? And he says, absolutely, I had children of my own. I wouldn't have done it with my own children. But yet I did it to a class of 54 kids, or 44 kids. And he said, the only reason I did it was because everybody else was doing it.
And that's the justification.
But it was. That was his justification.
It's a crap justification. It really is. And I'm glad that lady has a good relationship with her dad, but what he did was wrong.
Sorry, Cindy?
Well, I have to go. I'm in a hurry to correct my granddaughter, but I will say one thing. When I was in school, I was in the nuns, and my two little fingers were smashed to pieces by a stick, and they're still bent. And I'm 52 now. And they were allowed to do that.
They certainly were. Listen, I have to take a break. Cindy, thank you very much indeed for coming on the air and telling us all about that. I think you find it intriguing. Loads of people texting in. Somebody says, Jude just made a statement that he turned out okay. He didn't. The most unfeeling person I've ever heard. And that comes in from Sinead. I think it's Sinead anyway. Another person says, holy crap, I can't believe I actually agree with Jude. Physical discipline is unnecessary and didn't work out too well in my case, says Sean. Another person says, absolute snowflakes. Nanny state, a tap on the arse never hurt anybody. We've lost control of our kids. I hate living in Ireland. It's slowly becoming like Russia. And Jude is the most annoying guy ever on the radio. He sounds like he needs a good slap. Well, I wouldn't be condoning that kind of behaviour. And a beating to a child is wrong, but a tap on the arse is okay. Get them off the air. Let me go to Tony. Tony, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Tony?
Hi, how's it going?
Sorry for holding up, everybody. I'm afraid I'll be with you in a second. But Tony, you believe there's nothing wrong with an old slap every now and again?
Nothing wrong with it at all, Niall. I'm afraid The Brady Bunch were on there a minute ago. They're the perfect family.
Who, Jude?
I said, listen to the perfect family. But she said, you said that you normally, when one gets beaten, she got a beating. She never beat her children.
But hang on for a second. Her father took a belt to her.
Yeah, but she hasn't taken a belt to anybody else.
No.
Because her father gave her the belt. That's why she didn't give a belt to our kids.
Yeah.
Maybe logical. But I do think that they'll push the boat with you. If you let them get away with it, they are doing it on the streets. Look at the kids on the streets, going around the place like little scumbags, going around the place wrecking places. No respect for nobody. And whose fault is it? They say it's the parents' fault. If it's the parents' fault, then the parents turn around and say, we can't give them a slap. So whose fault is it? The government's fault. So, you know what I mean? Like,
so what? So you've got kids, Tony. And if they could push your buttons and push you over the top or the rude to your cheeky, have they ever got a slap?
Niall, they fucking push my buttons.
Watch your language there. Watch your language.
Every day, Niall, they push your buttons.
Right. Okay. And would you raise your hand to them?
Aye, give them a slap across the ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that against the law, is it?
Well, it is against the law, yeah. Well, all right, but I'm not having a go. Loads of parents still do it.
No, yeah. And I think they'd be fairly okay after it. They don't be, that's it. It's a little cry and it's gone and that's it. It's not a big deal.
So, well, hang on, Jude. There you go. Tony says not a big deal. He has, you know, daughters, as far as I know, and you know, he'll give them a slap.
Well, first of all, he was saying, "Oh, that lady, she got a belt," and obviously because she didn't, she got a belt, or she was slapped, she didn't hit her children. Well, I was never slapped, never had a belt, and I still don't hit my child. And you said it doesn't do anyone any harm. Are you an expert on everyone's child? Like, if I hit my child in the morning, I know it would affect him mentally and physically. You did, so you cannot speak for every child to say it doesn't harm them.
How do you know?
Because he's never been slapped for 15 years. Can you imagine the shock that comes to him if I hit him in the morning?
You know, teachers in school, the kids in school nowadays, they have to walk over teachers. They don't have to listen to them. Teachers can't touch them. They can't say nothing. They expel them.
Yeah, but should be up to the parents and teach the children respect
the
teachers.
Again. See, sorry.
It's up to a parent to instill or instruct their child to go on how to behave in society or in a classroom or whatever. Uh-huh. It's up to the child, up to the parents to do it. But hitting is not the only alternative. You don't have to beat respect. You don't have to even touch a child to get them to do what you want. I'm in my middle age. I was never hit as a child, ever hit. I have never broken the law. My child has never been hit, and he won't break the law. You don't have to hit a child, so don't say not hitting a child doesn't work.
Listen here, my friend, you don't know whether a child breaks the law. You don't know that whether your child is going to be perfect or not. You think the child is going to be perfect. How do you know?
Can you give me an example? Because I'm just trying to get my head around it, right? So give me an example of, you know, when was the last time you might have given them a slap? Like, what would they do wrong to deserve a slap? Like, how old are your kids, by the way? How old are your kids, Tony?
Seven.
Seven?
And four and two.
Seven, four and two. Right, okay. So give me an example maybe of the seven-year-old with the older one, or is the four-year-old. Is there an age limit where you stop slapping, or is there?
You kind of give them a slap across the ass if they wouldn't come in and all that stuff. If they would come in out of the house and you tell them to come in, they won't come in and all that crap, you know yourself.
Yeah, and that would be kind of regular occurrence,
And then the shop and all that, in the shop, they'd be around, you know, it's like lunatics inside the shop, wrecking the place, and so you have to kind of give them a bit of control too, there too, like.
So you give them a slap in the shop, would you?
Please slap in the ass, no harm. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're going to do it, once it's done.
Well, that's so that not only hurts them, maybe humiliates them as well.
But you're not hurting them, you're just giving them a little warning. Be good.
But you said no harm. No harm to who? It's not to every child. You speak of your children, and your children, you know best what's your best for your children. But you're saying it's no harm to all children. How do you know it's no harm to all children?
Some children might be different. There might be a different way of doing things. Different way. Maybe so.
See,
maybe
now
so.
You admit some children are different, so it does affect children.
I'm sorry, you're the only fellow I know that has a perfect child.
No, I never said I had a perfect child.
Yes, you did. You said you were a perfect child, you're the perfect parent.
No, I didn't.
He never used the word perfect, in fairness.
Well, no,
he actually did say, I'm not the perfect parent. Nobody is.
My child has been punished loads of times, lots of times, but the punishment never involved physical contact.
Okay, well, stay there both of you for a second, because I do want to go to Fred as well before I go to the break too. Hold on for a second. Fred, sorry, go ahead.
How you doing, Niall?
Good. You heard Tony there. A slap on the bottom doesn't do them any harm, Fred?
I don't know. I never slapped my own children, I'll tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but you have a story. You saw somebody slapping a child.
Yeah, it was about a month ago. I was in one of the I won't say the name, it was a big supermarket. I was outside, actually, car park, and there was a Muslim guy slapping... I said it.
How do you know? I'm just curious how you knew he was Muslim. But go ahead.
I knew. No one that Muslim. The wife had the veil on the whole works.
Oh, okay.
And he's slapping the child on the side of the head. And I approach him and I said, look, see, that's illegal to be doing that. And he says to me, I don't recognise your laws. And I said to him, now would you like me to slap you on the side of the head? And he says, I'll get the police for you, you know.
Mm.
Well,
did he recognise the laws then, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So I says, if anyone else has said, someone will see that. I said, you could be caught on CCTV. I says,
okay, well, to be fair, with the greatest respect, whether he was Muslim or Christian or whatever it is, it doesn't really matter, because we're generally speaking, we're a Catholic country, a Christian country.
Yeah.
And you know, slapping children, particularly, you know, 40, 50 years ago in this country, went on every single day of the week. So it's not just Muslim people to do it.
Yeah. But no, the same thing, an argument with a taxi driver in New York who's Muslim as well, and he's saying, I was telling him...
You seem to be focused very much on the fact that these people are Muslim. The majority of the population of this country are Catholic, and they're the ones hitting their children.
Yeah, but in New York, he was talking to the driver of the taxi, and he says his mother, and he says he said it's illegal at home to slap children. I said, I wouldn't put it. See, my children misbehave. See, I'll slap them. You know.
Yeah, well, Tony's on the air. You know, he's not a Muslim man, and he says if his children misbehave, he slaps them.
Yeah, no, I don't believe in slapping children. Mm. You know, I don't think they learn anything from it anyway. I think they rebel when they get older from it.
You think it basically carries on throughout their life, and they probably think that physical violence is the way to solve a problem.
Them, you know.
Yeah, see, that's a fair point, Tony, you know, that if you're using physical violence, which a slap is, in some sense, a physical violence, you know, to correct your child from doing something wrong, as they get older, they believe that's the way you correct a problem, with physical violence. Would you not agree, Tony? Have I lost Tony there? I must have lost him. All right, okay, I'll try and get him back after the break. I want to go to Brian as well after the break, who thinks that there's nothing wrong with, you know, an L slap on the bottom or the legs. Now, again, we're not talking about beating children up here, by the way. So he says, no, I think that was very unfair of that man to point out he was Muslim. Well, no, I don't think it was unfair to point out he was Muslim. He was just pointing it out. But I think the fact that he was Muslim was quite irrelevant. We are talking about Ireland. The majority of people in this country who slap their kids or who have slapped their kids over the last 50 or 60 years are not Muslims. Brian, I mean, doctors and psychologists are all coming out now to say that, you know, it's not a good idea. Now, we all know it's banned anyway since 2015, but people still do it. But it's not a good idea because it's quite damaging to the future of a child.
Yeah, look, just listening to the show there, the first thing I want to say is, like, the youth, the young people have no respect for their elders, whether that's not being slapped or not being disciplined properly, that is a massive issue up and down the country, like, the young guys today.
Your line is very bad, Brian. Can you kind of move to a slightly different area? I'm only catching every second word you're saying.
Is that better?
Yeah,
sorry. I just think that the youth today, the kids today, have no respect for their elders. That's the first thing.
No respect for authority, yeah. A lot of them, not all of them, yeah, okay.
Well, the majority of them now. I'm listening to your show now long enough, and there's a couple of topics comes up about, there was one there a couple of weeks ago about kids not working.
Yeah.
Not wanting to work, you know, that's an issue as well. I know it's not today's topic, but...
No, I get what you're saying, yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah.
There is, like, but as far as disciplining kids, I think there has to be a balance. I do believe in slapping a child, but at the last resort. Like, I have a very simple system, and in my house, it works very easily. If my two kids, for whatever reason, have to be disciplined, I'll go down to their level, talk to them, explain to them that you have to do this, or, you know, explain what went wrong. And if they do it again, there will be a consequence. And now it's not...
It's not a beating, but it's a slap.
It's a slap. And I can, in a week's time, 2 weeks...
And where would you... If you were to slap your, you know, your daughter or son, or I don't know how old they are, their boys or girls.
A tap on the arm or...
Slap on the bottom.
Backside or, yeah. Like, I know I'm 38 years of age. I was disciplined a completely different way. Not in a very extreme way like that lady was earlier on. But I have the utmost respect for my family. I have 5 brothers. No sisters. And my mother minded the 5 of us. Now, that was being a parent myself, looking back at it. My mother was an absolute saint. How she put up with 5 boys in a small house.
And did your mother and father discipline you with a slap across the bottom or whatever it was at the time? Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you using the kind of argument, well, sure, it didn't do me any harm? No.
No, I'm not. I think the circumstances are different.
Right, okay.
That's my point as well.
Do you believe it should be illegal?
No, that's a nanny state. That's taking the extra responsibility off the parents.
Well, what they're saying is that you have the choice to parent your child and discipline your child, but you just don't hit them. That's what the law says.
On that point, growing up, I know a couple of kids that, without a question of doubt, were never smacked. And
it was always illegal, by the way, to hit somebody. But the law had a provision in it for parents, the law of assault, common assault, had a provision in it for parents of what they called reasonable chastisement. So that's why parents were legally allowed to slap their child on the bottom of the leg or the hand. Yes. But unfortunately, some parents didn't understand the word reasonable very well.
Well, just going back to your last point there about making it illegal to smack a child. You know, growing up, I know 1 or 2 friends of mine that were never smacked. Or people I would have known, gone to school with, and ended up absolute hellraisers.
Okay, now, stay there for a second, Brian. Don't go away. Just stay there with me for a second. Stephen, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Stephen?
Yeah, good, man.
You've heard Brian. He doesn't see anything wrong with it. He'll get down to his child's level. He'll have a chat with them. But if they do it again, they're getting a slap.
Yeah, it's a fine one, Noel, isn't it? I was battered when I was a child growing up. I was no angel. But my mother had no problem taking stuff out for me. Poker. Brush was broken on me back once. Slipper all the time. And it was always my mother and I. My father never got involved.
Well, statistically, it generally is women. You know, now, yeah. Don't get me wrong, fathers do it too. And probably more so many years ago, it was probably predominantly fathers. But nowadays, statistically, it is women who are the, I suppose, the purveyors of discipline.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that right nowadays? I don't know. We can hit children and say it's all right, but I don't know.
Well, I think we'd all agree it's never all right, but I suppose the argument being made by some people is there's a point when it comes to, you know, when they don't do what they're told, that a slap on the bottom of the leg is okay. Mm. For some parents, and it's not for every parent.
But if you're lucky that your child doesn't deserve a slap, but there is some children that push buttons and just keep pushing. But I suppose that's down to parenting as well, what way you parent your child. If you're on top of things, your child should never really get out of.
Have you ever slapped your children?
Never, and my buttons are pushed nearly all the time now because of an autistic child, so my patients are always tested, but I never, ever.
Well, say there for a second, so I want to go to Martina too. Martina, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martina?
Hi, how are you doing?
You've heard Brian, and you know he thinks it's okay if the child pushes his buttons, basically, and doesn't do what they're told.
Yeah, no, just talking from experience, there's different ways of doing it, but physical punishment is not the way to go. Absolutely not. And I'm talking from experience. I remember two instances when I was growing up, and to this day, every time I think about it, it brings me right back there. The fear a child feels when you physically attack them, and especially when it's your mother, is just beyond belief. It'll never leave me. It never won't. It never will. And I absolutely 110% do not agree. I do agree that it should be illegal.
And do you believe that, you know, when your mother slapped you, do you believe that had a profound effect on your life?
Oh, it's had a huge effect on my life, yeah. It has. I mean, as I was saying, like, two occasions in particular, I'll never forget it. And so, and I have my own children now.
Do you remember what you did wrong? Or can you
get... Just, you see, things were different when I was growing up. We had nothing. You know, money was tight, you know, it was very frustrating, you know, there were three of us and, you know, we all needed to go to school and stuff like that. It was different times in the 80s and I just feel it was taken out on me and it's something that's never left me. And I, having my own children now, I couldn't imagine putting a thing on them. Now,
I understand
that. They are,
that.
They, and they do. Of course they do. I mean, kids push their buttons.
Yeah.
And they, but if I ever get to that point in my head, it's straight away I remember those two particular incidents. And I just have to sit them down and come down to their level and talk. And they have been punished. My kids have been punished, you know.
See, it is like, when you think about it, it's kind of strange that my mom and dad both hit me, right? More so my mother, probably, right? But my mom and dad both, now I'm 55, that was the kind of done thing in those days. But, and I don't remember it as much as I might remember the bloke down the road who gave me a punch one day. Do you know that? It was almost like we learned that that was the way that's what parents did. We kind of just accepted it. But yet the bloke that hit me down the road when I was 7 years of age because he said I kicked his dog and I didn't, I remember that like it was yesterday. And those things had a more profound effect on my life. So I absolutely do understand what psychologists are saying, that it probably does unconsciously have an effect on your life.
But Niall, can I say something there?
Yeah, sorry, Brian.
Yeah, like as I said before, like I have five brothers and we were disciplined. Like that lady had said in the early 80s, mid 80s, and we're okay. We were disciplined like the way people were back then. We have the utmost respect for our parents and for our elders. And we've often had the conversation with my parents, and they said, look, you were taught to respect your elders and do what you were asked to do. Like, so.
Yeah, okay. And on that note, Stephen, too, because I have to wrap it up. But Stephen, have you ever spoken to your mum in relation to... Is your mum still with us, Stephen?
Yeah, she is.
And have you ever said to her, like, why did you hit me? Have you ever had that conversation with her?
I haven't, actually, but now that you say it, I might try when she's in a good humour. She's not wearing a slipper.
Yeah, she'd probably still give you an old slap there now. Thanks very much, Stephen. Thanks, Brian. Thanks to everybody who got involved in that conversation. Just to remind you as well, by the way, that slapping a kid since 2015, that I had, you have to remind you, it is illegal.